Good morning, everyone. 大家早。好，你好。Thank you, everyone, for taking the time this Sunday morning to come to this open house. 很感恩大家抽时间今天来及参加今天的活动。And I'd like to take the opportunity to express my gratitude.To all the volunteers who always here way before I arrived to prepare this place, and of course over the years, their effort and offering, selfless offering to make it possible for us to have this place to engage in the practice together, and of course with the guidance and teaching of the venerables here.
希望用这个机会呢，感恩这里一直在这里奉献的菩萨们、义工菩萨们，有些菩萨可能在准备我们的午餐了哈，义工菩萨们都是一定比我早很多到的，这里都已经那个道场都已经准备好，还有那个这么多年这里一直在奉献，在法师的。领导跟这个指导之下，也让我们有这么好的道场在这里修行啊，非常感恩。
So today's topic is cultivating generosity as a Chan practitioner.
我忘记今天的中文是什么啊？今天的题目是修怎么去？中文是什么？
长修者不失心的长养啊，那个
，Thank you. I forgot to look at how the Chinese was translated.
And so generosity is a topic that probably many of you have heard many times. And so there's a reason for it because it's a very useful practice, and also Master Shen Yan mentioned that it's a practice that if we just start with it a little bit, we can feel the benefit right away. And so it's like a very, probably one of the easiest entry into the practice. That's why it gets talked about so often.
那布施这个题目呢，我想可能你都听过很多次了，常常有讲。那为什么这个布施这个题目常常有讲呢？因为呢，好像师父讲了，那个布施的这个修行呢，是一个修行里面最容易入的一个门。如果我们希望可以修行，开始修行，布施是最容易让我们可以进入修行这个道上的一个门。因为呢，我们只是一点点布施，我们就可以。感受到这个修行的好处，所以为什么我通常会讲。
Generosity is often listed, and this is the reason why generosity in the teaching of the six parameters for accomplishing the Buddha path, generosity is often listed as the first one. So to get our attention, that's something we can do.Get on doing right away. It is also one of the four skillful means to benefit sentient beings in our cultivation of compassion. So this is why generosity is an important part of our practice on the Bodhisattva path. That means if we're not cultivating generosity, we're not really on the Bodhisattva path.
我们大概也常常听到了，在那个修行佛道里面呢，修行那个六道，那个布施呢，布施波罗蜜通常是第一个讲的，就是好像刚才我讲的那个原因，因为布施就我们一修行呢，就很容易感受到那个修行的好处哈。还有呢，就是当我们在那个修行那个菩萨道上面， 那个去啊、要修行我们的慈悲心，长养我们的慈悲心呢，布施也是其中一个方便的主要的方便法门。所以呢，我们可以知道呢，修行布施是我们啊、那个行菩萨道里面一个非常重要的一个部分。换言之，就是说，如果我们没有修行布施呢，我们没有在那个菩萨道上面走啦啊，所以啊，是为什么这个是一个很重要题目。Very often, we get confused about like what is the cultivation of generosity with the action of giving. Actually, very often in English, this paramita might be referred to or translated as giving. And it is important to keep this clear in our mind that when we talk about the cultivation of generosity as a paramita, we are talking about the practice of giving in accordance with compassion and wisdom. So just giving something is not automatically the cultivation of the paramita of generosity. 那我们呢，很多时候在有些时候可能有点混乱呢，我就想，哦，不是就给嘛，给就是给东西嘛，给人嘛，那个我们就以为就给这个给东西，给钱给其他人的这个动作就是一定就是布施波罗蜜了。可是这个是有点混乱哈，那个因为我们在修行佛道里面的修行六道，这个布施波罗蜜呢是要跟慈悲跟智慧相应的。所以呢为什么只是说光是给什么东西不一定就是那个布施，在修布施波罗蜜的。That's why in Nagarjuna's Mahaprajna Paramita Sastra and also Asanga's Bodhisattva Bhumi Sutra, they had extensive detailed discussion of what is inappropriate to give, because we get so easily confused thinking that, oh, just giving, that I'm practicing generosity. So for example, just a couple simple example, that we don't give something to someone who will use it to cause harm to someone else or to society, to the community. So for example, someone come and ask you, oh, could you give me some money to buy material to make a bomb so that I can go and carry out an attack, because I really hate those people. Do you say, oh, okay, I want to help you, I'll give you money. Because that would not be in accordance with wisdom and compassion, right? So just the act of giving is not automatically the cultivation of generosity, the parameter of generosity. Or another example that was cited in these sastras is that we don't give food to someone who already is very full. They already have way too much to eat. They're actually hurting from being full. Do we still just keep giving them food, like just because we want to be generous? That would not be in accordance with wisdom and compassion, right? This seems kind of funny examples, but we might not be able to see that clearly without this, without understanding the principle of the parameter of generosity that we are cultivating. 那我们有些时候呢会有点混乱啊，以为呢就是我们给什么东西给人啊，这个就是在修行布施波罗蜜哈。那所以可是呢，如果布施跟慈悲跟智慧相应呢，就不一定是的。所以为什么呢？在那个龙树菩萨的大智道论道论里面，还有那个无著菩萨的菩萨地持经里面呢， 有很详细的讲很多很多项的东西呢的情况或者东西我们是不应该给的，不应该说不应该有人家要我们给，我们不应该给的，因为那个是跟慈悲跟智慧是不相应的。就是帮助我们呢要搞清楚，有些时候有些情况下了，那个给一些东西给人呢是不慈悲跟智慧不相应的。这是一两个简单的例子哈，其中就会讲到呢，当有人呢要问我们要一些东西可是我们给他们的时候，这个东西会让他们去做一些伤害其他人的事情呢，我们是不应该给的。好，这个是不是不要毒舌啊，如果我们就给的话好像比如说有人来跟你讲我想要你要可不可以帮我给我点钱，我要去买一些做炸弹的那个工具，因为我要去呢泡个炸弹给就那些一大堆我很恨的人，要不要给啊？我不是说我就是很慈悲了，我就给呢，我就布施了，这个不是叫布施嘛？因为这个布施是跟慈悲跟智慧不相应的，是吗？所以就是光是给钱给东西给其他人，不是不应这就是布施了。要另外一个例子说呢，那个如果有人他已经就是好饱了，吃的已经吃好多东西了，我们不应该再给他们食物。我们有人肚子有需要食物，我们给他是不是？有人已经他太饱太多了，再给他吃，他会让他伤害他的健康了。我们不应该给啊，不应该了。这个如果我们还是给，我说我这很慈悲了，我很慷慨了，我就还是给了，那个就不是叫布施了。所以呢，在这些经典里面非常非常详细的在讲到的就是那个原则，我们修行布施波罗蜜呢是要跟慈悲跟智慧相应的。 And in the cultivation of the parameter of generosity we will often hear the different things that we can give in this practice. The most common category is the category of giving wealth, and Master Ying Xun talked about that it can be wealth, money, or material wealth, or things that we possess, but also it includes other things that we possess, such as our body, our time. So this is helpful for us to understand what it is that we can give and share as part of our practice of generosity. And besides wealth, it can be the giving of Dharma. And this often actually gets misunderstood. We may think that, Dharma means Buddha Dharma only. It is part of this kind of giving, meaning sharing the Buddha Dharma or the practice that you understand you share with others so that others can also benefit from it. But that is only part of this kind of giving. It can also refer to knowledge that we have developed from our study, from our work experience, from experience in life, skills that we have accumulated, and so that we can share with others, not necessarily in terms of Buddha Dharma itself. This is quite important to clarify, because when we see this often get translated as giving of Dharma, and may give one an incorrect impression that, in order to give to cultivate generosity in giving this way, the only thing I can do is to share Dharma. Of course, that's not the case. Many of you have engaged in all kinds of sharing in this way, like the teaching, sharing with others your experience as a volunteer, or maybe how to do certain work that you find very useful. You probably might notice YouTube is filled with those very generous sharing of people figuring out how to do something that used to be quite difficult, and then they figure out how to do it in a way that is quite a lot easier, and other people can benefit from it, and you improve their life. That is also a form of generosity. 那在佛法里面呢，会讲到那个布施波罗蜜的时候，会讲到几种的东西，我们可以啊、是布施的哈。其中一项最常常认识的就是我们的啊、财施。财施，财务的财施呢，因为中文叫财施，我们常常会以为只是钱啊，我要给钱啊，这不是钱。那这个当然是其中一个，只是其中一部分。当然其财务也包括我们啊，不只是钱啊，因为没有钱也可以布施哈、有我们其他拥有的东西啊，跟其他人分享啦、还有包括我们的身体啊，我们的时间呐、我们的生命啊，如果我啊，我所以不是只是布施的我们的钱，是叫吧布施哈，所以要让我们呢有点认知啊，什么东西啊，我们在分享在给的时候是一种布施。另外呢，就是法师，我们也听过了哈，法师呢，因为这个法呢，常常会让大家有一点那个误会，以为哦，法师就是。我就要懂得去教佛法哈、要分享佛法给其他人，这样才叫法师啊、当然呢，那个我们跟用我们认识的佛法、了解的佛法跟其他人啊、了解，让其他人可以得到佛法的好处，这个是当然是一种布施了。可是法师也包括我们的分享我们的经验，其他生命里面的经验。我们做人这么多年呢，有什么以前犯过的错误，发现有怎么样可以改善，这些都是我们的经验，或是在我们的学习里面学到的什么东西一方面的得到的经验还有技能，都是我们可以布施分享的东西。所以或许有一些菩萨有看到在网络上面，现在很多人在那个的放一些，在网络上面放一些他们一点点做什么事情的心得跟大家分享哈，不是怎么样去很容易就清洁一些事东西啊，煮一些东西啊那些都是一种的法师哈。The reason why I want to talk a little bit about these categories of things that we can give in the practice of generosity is that it's helpful to keep that in mind so that we can recognize that what we're doing is some form of giving. Because if we do not have that awareness, we don't we are not able to recognize what we are doing is a form of practice of generosity, then how would we know to continue doing that or do more of it, right? Which is a form of diligence. We need to recognize that, oh, this is a form of generosity, and if I have time,or if I have the ability, I will do more of this. That is a form of diligence. And, or we can say that if we do not have awareness that what we're doing is a form of generosity, we might find that when we get very busy, when we go through some kind of changes in our life, we have to make some rearrangement in our schedule, we might just stop doing things that we were doing. That's a form of generosity. And that would be a pity, because we might find that we have yielded a lot of joy in doing that giving and while benefiting others. So this reminds me of a story. Actually, years ago here at the center, a volunteer, she had a very serious illness, and so she had to stay home for an extended period of time to in rehab. And as soon as she was sort of well enough to get out of the house, what she did was the first thing she did, she tried to get herself to do out of the house, was to come back and volunteer here. And why is it? Because she found that that's what
That's what gives her joy. That's what the giving, the offering herself gave her joy. And it was actually a form of wisdom for her to be able to recognize that with the little bit of energy I have available, what is important for me to do? If we do not recognize what we've been doing is a form of generosity in our practice, we may have made very different choices. So, 为什么我刚才讲一下，
通常我们的这个财师跟布施，不同方式的修行布施呢，对我们是很重要的，因为我如果我们没有很清楚的认知。这一切是一种布施的修行的话呢，我们就没有办法可以精进的修行。精进的意思就是我们要知道我们在做修行行善。那当我们有时间有精力，我们精进就是再多做。那如果我们都不知道自己在行善在布施，怎么会知道做这些事情我有时间的时候应该多做这些事情呢？所以清楚楚的 搞清楚知道自己在做的事情是一种的布施波罗蜜的修行是很重要的。还有呢，如果反过来说，如果我们呢不清楚自己做的东西哪一项是在做布施波罗蜜，哪一项不是的话，那当我们呢还没有时间，或是生命有一些大变的时候呢，需要做一些生命一个时间呢调整之后呢，我们可能就会搞不清楚哪一些东西我要继续做，哪一些东西我不要再做了。这个让我想起呢，很多年前这里有一位菩萨呢，他呢有大病了一场，那在医院呢住了很久的时间，好，那病了之后呢，他终于可以离开家里的时候出门，好，他第一件事情要做的就是来这边当义工，说这之前他在可以做的义工的事情。那为什么呢？因为他发现这个是最让他觉得心里面欢喜的，又可以帮助其他人。那这是一种智慧哦，因为他很清楚知道当那个时候在做的是一种布施的修行。那当他的身体没有办法全部做之前可以做的事情啊，我也要挑哪一样做，其他的不做，就要用这种智慧来好好的选择啦，哈。所以为什么呢？我们要清楚楚知道自己做了哪一些事情是布施波罗蜜。And also, it's helpful for us to keep in mind what is the practice of generosity by other people. Meaning, what is it that other people?That they're doing, that's a form of their generosity. In this way, we'll be able to recognize that others are giving to us. It's easy to miss that or take it for granted. People give us their time. They don't have to, but they're being generous. And when we are capable of paying attention and recognizing that, then we will be able to express our appreciation, even though that may not be what's expected, but our appreciation is actually a form of giving, because when we express our appreciation, we are encouraging someone to engage in this practice of giving, of generosity more. So we all can use that andSo when we give this encouragement in the form of appreciation, which can only happen when we actually recognize that someone is giving, right? And this can be incorporated as part of our practice of generosity.
那还有呢，当我们呢，清楚者知道什么是布施，我们也会清楚的发现呢，其他人在行布施，
他们在布施给我们。那我们很多时候呢，其他人布施给我们，我们不知道，是吗？我们就觉得都好像理所当然的这样子。其他人给我们时间呢，给我们关心哦，啊，给我们或者是给我们分享东西给我们呢，我们没有好好的清楚的知道其他人他是在行布施。那如果我们清楚知道他在行布施的时候，我们就会记得呢感恩了。这个感恩呢，不止就是呢，是其实也是一种布施，因为我们就是让他们知道他们在行布施呢很好，来鼓励他们多行这个布施的修行。所以呢，可是呢，我们如果不清楚什么在布施，布施也没有去好好的清楚知道其他人在为我给布施给我们，我们怎么会知道记得去感恩呢？这用在行这一种的布施呢？所以呢，我们在我们的日常生活里面呢，清楚楚的了解布施什么是可以布施的是很重要的。And according to Master Shen Yan, the true practice of the paramitas is to be free from self-attachment and self-cherishing. This means when practicing generosity as a paramita, we are reducing self-attachment and doing so for the benefit of self and others, not just for ourselves.So, can you think about it, keep this in mind. And think about it in our usual way of being, which is when we forget about the right view of emptiness of self. Again, emptiness of self here refers to that we, what we think of ourselves, including that what we think belongs to us, what is ours. The right view is that they're all the coming together of many causes and conditions. That's not how we usually think of ourselves. So it's a part of a practice to remember this right view. And when we forget this right view, we become selfish and possessive. That's mine. It's mine. And when we think this way, do we block ourselves from seeing our interconnectedness with everyone and everything? It's a very restricted kind of feeling. And in the process, we are also prone to focusing on accumulating things for ourselves. And when we think, this is mine, this is all mine. And then we will be focusing, expending our energy on accumulating maybe wealth, maybe status, power, recognition, all kind of other things that we like to possess. And we do so very often at the expense of other people's welfare, or completely neglecting to bring benefits to others. So in other words, become very selfish. So, and when we live this way, We may think that we are gaining things, or I'm accumulating things, or I'm winning this game. But actually, if we allow ourselves some moments of introspection, we will realize that we're actually feeling quite empty and unhappy inside. This has been shared with me by many people on retreats who are very successful, they have a lot of money, and they don't feel happy. And what it is our inner wisdom, telling us that living our life simply to feed our desires actually imprisons us, and because it's imprisoning ourselves to our desires, and that's why we feel trapped or stuck, even though we might have a lot of possession or maybe very successful. 那 师父呢，圣严师父呢，讲过呢，在他的六波罗蜜的书里面讲到那个，修行波罗蜜呢，是要让我们从自我执着，自我那个自我执着那一面呢解脱出来的，这个是修行波罗蜜的真正的意义哈。那意思是说呢，当我们修行布施波罗蜜的时候呢，我们呢是要减少我们的自我执着，在减少我们自我执着的时候呢，这期间呢，我们是要自利利他的原则，而不只是为了我们自己，我要快点那个开悟啦，快点那个成佛了啊，是自利利他的原则。可是呢，我们的时候呢，当我们忘记了那个正见，正见就是我空这个正见哈。再见，你静一下，常常会忘记。我空的意思是不是说我不存在，而是说我们通常以为是这是我，或是这个都是我的，我没有的，这是全部都是因缘和合的。可是我们通常忘记了这个我空这个正见哈。当我们忘记了我空的正见的时候呢，我们就会变成很自私，还有呢占有欲很强，我会觉得啊，这个是我的，这个也是我的。当我们有这样子的想法的时候呢，我们就没有办法看到我们跟其他人跟整个宇宙都是息息相关的，都是他们的利益跟我们利益是连接的。当我们是这样子的没有办法看到我们跟其他人是息息相关的时候呢，我们就会用把我们的时间心力全部都放在追自我们的财富，我们的权力啦，地位啦，我们就希望越来越多越来越多常常呢是就是把其他人的利益忘记掉，或是呢是损害他们的利益的，是忘记了要我们的其实在这里的修行是要利益众生的。当我们用这样子的心态去生活的时候呢，我们可能会觉得哦，自己很棒，我在赢了，我在那个越来越多了，越来越有权了，越来越有钱了，觉得很好像很高兴。可是呢，当我们有些时间去关照一些内心的时候，我们会发现呢，其实心里面是觉得很空虚，还有很不快乐的。我很多那个禅修里面一些禅众都有跟我这样子分享这一些的经验，他们可能是很成功，很有钱可是心里面非常觉得很不快乐。这个其实就是我们内在的那个智慧呢，告诉我们呢，这样子的生活是过我们的生命，只是来只是一直在让我们满足我们的欲望，这种生活呢只是会让我们觉得越来越不自由。你可能为什么我们会发现，我就是好像我很成功，可是我觉得不自由，我就觉得很就这样子的感觉。So practicing generosity provides us with an opportunity to break from our habitual way of being that causes suffering for ourselves. 。It is not about asking you to give anybody money. It is actually a form of practice to give you an opportunity to break from this habitual way of being that's been causing ourselves suffering. So we start with giving, and then as we move along on the path, not only do we give, we practice what Master Yingxun
called giving that which is difficult to give. So we push ourselves, learning to make sacrifice happily. And in doing so, it gives us a taste of a very different way of being. I guess, you know, might as well try if we, the way we've been living our life has not given us happiness, we might like to give this a try. 那这个布施这个修行呢，布施这个修行呢，就是其实一个是一个机会，给我们一个机会来跟我来学习，跟我们平常的那个生活的方式，跟这种习性呢，完全不一样的一种生活方式，那个心态。因为我们平常的习性呢，就让我们痛苦，我们都可能就会发现了。所以呢，布施啊，布施这个修行啊，不是只要去请大家啊，你给我们钱啊，不是，这个是一个修行的方法，还有给一个给我们啊离苦得乐的机会，一种修行的方式。所以呢，我们先开始就是开始学习布施，给布施，然后呢，应顺导师讲了。不只是我们不只是给，我们还有很难给的还要给，很难给的还要给，让我们呢学习了很快乐的去那个牺牲自己，那个还就是叫很难给都还愿意给，是让我们有机会呢尝下这一种不同的方式，这种不同的方式来过我们的生命。So I was already mentioning how generosity can involve giving well and dharma. And wealth, I mentioned it involves the body and life. And some of you might have read that some sutras, they're filled with stories of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas giving their body, like feeding the body, throwing the body to feed the lion, or giving away body parts. You might have heard the story of Sariputra giving his eyeballs, and so the sutras filled with these stories as examples of generosity. Now, reading these stories can seem very intimidating. It's like, well, I don't think I can do that, you know, or we feel it's very unattainable, or maybe it would sound very unreasonable. Like, are you sure? Should I even, like, I'm not so sure about this teaching, you know? So, I think we can see these stories as sort of, aspirational for us, or as demonstrating sort of the most advanced level of practice of non-attachment. We're very far away from that. And because these are stories of great bodhisattvas and Buddhas, which we are not. We are at most baby bodhisattvas. But listening to these stories serves to remind ourselves that we are still beginners on the path. And this helps prevent ourselves from becoming too arrogant or too self-satisfied. Right? Because as we practice for some time, we may think that, oh, I'm very generous already. And then we might, well, like when you listen to Sariputra's story of giving away his eyeballs, I guess I'm not that generous yet. I'm okay generous, but not at that level. So it serves as a reminder. 那刚才说呢，那个布施呢，可以说是财施啦，或是法施啦，财施可以包括那个布施金钱啦，我们身体啦，我们的时间啦，我们的生命啦。那大家可能呢，在那个看那个经书的时候呢，也会常常会看到一些佛跟菩萨的那个故事，就是说那个佛就把那个身体就
抛给那个狮子吃掉了哈，在过去世里面，或是那个大菩萨呢，把自己的身体一部分的布施了给其他人啊，好像那个舍利弗把他自己眼睛就给人了啊。那看到这些故事的时候，我们会可能会觉得，这个好像这很难了，我觉得我没有办法做到，就觉得哎呀，大概。这个可能不是我可以修行的吧，哈，我可能会有这样的感觉，或是呢觉得把我的身体那个布施掉，这个好像很没有道理哦，我们可能会觉得有点觉得为这个对很难对这个这些佛法有信心，可是呢我们可以呢把这些故事看成呢是一种鼓励。我们要记得这些是佛跟大菩萨的修行，我这些可能可以看成呢是佛跟大菩萨一些榜样，他们是很高很高层次的修行，我没有自我执着的那个程度哈，那个接近这些做法。这样子呢，我们想到他们的一些故事呢，就是呢让我们记得呢，我们还是初发心的、初学的哈。有人可能会说，哎，我修行了30年了啊，我们还是刚开始的啊，我们刚开始的，我们不是佛，不是大菩萨啊，所以呢，这样子可以让我们呢不会有慢心，以为自己。我已经很会布施了，还是大布施者了，还不及了哈，跟那个菩萨跟佛比哈。So, very often we may start when we cultivate the practice of generosity. We may find that starting with the giving of money, it's an easy entry. So we may start with giving donation to worthwhile causes. Such as charities doing work that we want to support, is often the first thing we can think of. Or some people may choose to support their Dhamma center or their teacher or guru. And so this is a good entry point for people to engage in this practice. But actually, in the beginning, we might find it difficult.To part with our money, because our habitual way of thinking is, it's my money. I work really hard to make this money. It's like we don't want to part with it. We may think, why should I just give it away? And when we notice that we have this resistance to giving money, then it is actually a great opportunity to observehow attached we are to our money, right? We might like to like read the sutras talking about non-attachment. So, oh yeah, I can do that, you know, like I'm not attached. And then, well, when rubber hits the road, when it's like time for you to part with your money, it's like, oh, I guess I am still quite attached. Like you're willing to give a little bit, or maybe like even asking you to give a little bit, I'm just like, I don't know, like,That resistance, noticing that resistance arising in the mind, allow us to see our attachment. And guess what? If we never try to give, then we won't realize how attached we are to our money. Right? We can be this sort of armchair.practitioner, I'm just thinking that, oh yeah, I can do that, I can just have no attachment. Well, when you actually have to take money from your pocket or write a check, then you will see, you get to see how much, how much resistance there, how much attachment is still there. And that means to be able to give at all,is a beginning of letting go of our self-attachment, regardless of the amount. And being able to see
that we have this strong attachment to our possession, our money, is itself a form of realization. Realization on the path, recognizing that we have strong attachment. If we don't know that we have attachment, how would we be motivated to engage in the practice so that we can let go of this attachment? If we think that I don't have attachment already, then we would think we don't need to practice.
So 很多菩萨呢，当想要修行布施呢，比较容易入门的就是财施啦，哈。所以很多时候菩萨刚开始说，哦，就是布施给或者慈善机构啦，或者是那个寺庙啦，或是自己的老师啦。这样通常是第一项我们可以做的，比较容易做到的。可是呢，就算只是财施呢，刚开始做的时候呢，我们会发现呢，不是很容易啊。我们会想，哦，这个钱我很辛苦赚回来的，为什么我这样子就给人家？我们发现我们不是很愿意，有点心里面有点不愿意给啊。当我们这样想的时候呢，其实就是一个非常好的修行的机会。修行看关照我们的内心，看到哦，哇，我其实有很多自我执着的，我对我钱是很执着的啊。人很容易我们在看经书的时候，哦，不要有执着，没有问题，我就不执着的啊，我肯定很容易这样想哈。可是呢，知道我们要布施的时候呢，就发现这些有这个执着。所以呢，如果我们呢没有去尝试要布施我们的财物的时候，我们怎么会有机会发现到我们其实对我们的财物、我们的钱是很执着的呢？很容易，我们可以在我们的家里坐在蒲堂上面想，哦，我不执着，我不执着，没问题。真的要在你的口袋里面把钱拿出来的时候，我们就可以清清楚楚的看到心里面有多不愿意。哎，这个是我的钱哦，我不想给哦，哈。所以呢，就算我们只是给一点点，已经很不容易了，就是已经是我们呢开始那个放下我们的自我执着了。其实这个也是一种的那个修行佛道上面的一种那个体验。我们体验到发现到我们是有很强的自我执着的。不是说哦，我不执着，我不执着。我们真的修行布施的时候，发现自己很强的那个执着。我们发现自己有自我执着，才会愿意发心去好好修行，修行佛法，修行禅法，让我们可以舍掉我们的自我执着。如果我们觉得我都不执着，那我们怎么会觉得我们需要修行呢？所以呢，发现到自己有执着是好事，是一种这个修行里面的得着。So what did Master Yin Shen mean by giving that which is difficult to give? He talked about there are several things, several principles. He talked about giving when one does not have enough. That's hard, huh? Or giving the most beloved things that you love most. Or giving what was obtained with great effort and sacrifice. Sounds pretty hard, right? So,
As you can see, I can see in your responses, in your faces, some of you, you can see these practices really challenge us to let go of our attachment. So chances are, as we try to practice generosity this way, we discover how much self-attachment we actually have. Giving may already be hard. We may find giving that which is difficult to give is really hard. So this is helpful to help us see what is what we can move towards in our path. 那应顺导师呢讲到，难，布施很难布施的，也是要尝试去布施。意思是什么？他讲到呢几项哈，因为就是我们觉得自己不够的，不够的，还是要布施，是不是很难啊？那我就自己觉得不够了，还要布施。第二项就是呢，布施自己最喜爱的东西，最心爱的东西，好难哦。还有呢，布施一些这个自己用很费很多心力，很多牺牲很多而得回来的东西，你就布施出去，是不是很难呢？你看看自己心里面觉得，哦哇，这个好难好难，真可以感觉。但我们可以看到呢，这种的布施的修行呢，真的是呢要让挑战我们的自我执着的。我们呢大概就发现呢，当我们呢尝试布施这些很难布施的东西的时候，我们就会发现自己其实呢的自我执着有多强啊。我们发现布施已经不是很容易了，不是很难布施的东西真的非常难。可是呢，当我们看到这个是那个修行的道上那个过程，我们说，哦，现在是我开始，以后我会一直在深入的修行是怎么样的一回事。 So for example, when we practice giving money, we can try to give when we don't feel we have enough. So actually, many people practice this. Research shows that low-income people donate a higher percentage of their income than those with high income. When we feel that we don't have enough, this practice, what we can do is that we can ask, is it true that I don't have enough? Ask ourselves, is it true? So when we think I don't have enough, well, it may not be true. It may be just a form of habitual thinking, that we may find that the notion that I don't have enough is a form of habitual thinking due to craving. When we are driven by a lot of craving, we craving constantly for more, like I already have enough, but craving make us think that I need more of this for myself, I need more of that, so I don't have enough. And when we recognize that this belief that we don't have enough is actually a form of craving, then we notice that we can choose. We can choose to let go of this belief that I don't have enough. And maybe in the process, we realize what I think that I need, actually, I don't really need. I need to buy this thing, but I already have this. We might gain some clarity by asking ourselves, is it true that I don't have enough? Is it true? To investigate our mind this way. And we might find that we actually have enough. So sort of challenge this habitual belief that I don't have enough. And in fact, giving is joyful precisely because it comes with the realization that we already have enough. In fact, we have more than enough. That's why we can give. And the suffering from the craving mind is alleviated in that moment. This is why generosity is such a wonderful practice. And pushing ourselves to give even when we feel we don't have enough can also can help us realize that. 那例子呢，这样怎样去修行啊？我给啊布施很难，很难布施的时候，我还要布施呢。啊，其中就是布施钱了，财施啊。这是我们可以练习尝试，就是当我们觉得我不够的时候呢，啊，还是布施，还是行财施。好，其实呢，很多人已经在。 做这种的修行了，这个一些报告那个报告里面说呢，那个低收入的人呢，他们呢通常呢在布施的行给布施的时候呢，是布施他们的收入的比较高的一个比例的，比那个高收入的人。 虽然他们不是赚很多钱，他们还是愿意布施他们的收入的比较大的比例的。当我们觉得我们不够，不可以布施的时候，我们可以问自己一个问题：这个是真的吗？我真的是不够吗？ 我们问这个问题的时候，有一点像残花头，只是问，是一下，是真的吗？我们可能会发现呢，这个我不够，我不够，我不够，这种想法啊，这种想法是一种习性，是一种心里面的一种习性啊，这种习性是从我们的贪性来的，因为我们的贪念，我们的贪性。 这种烦恼呢，我们整天觉得我们已经有的不够，我还要多一点，还要多一点，还要多，这是一种习性。其实不是真的，因为我们不够，是因为我们有这个心，有这样的习性。那当我们呢清清楚楚来问一下，是真的不够吗？我真的是不够吗？我们就有机会发现呢，其实这是一种习性。 或许就是发现这种习性说，我还想很要买那个东西，其实我们已经就发现哦，我已经有一个了，我不需要再多买，我们会可能有这样子的发现，那清清楚发现，那这样子清楚的去关照我们的心的时候呢，我们就可以有一个选择，我们可以选择不要继续。 用让这个习性来操纵我们的心念，啊，我们当我们看到我们的心，我觉得我不够，我不够，我说其实我够啦，其实这个我不够，这个是想法是不是真的？不是真的，好。那当我们放下这一种的想法的时候。 我们会真的发现，其实我已经真的有，我拥有的已经够了，我有够，拥有的已经够了，啊，所以呢，我是其实我是可以布施的，啊，这个也是为什么布施行布施是让我们这么欢喜，因为当我们布施的时候，其实就是在那个当下，我们就发现我。 拥有的已经够了，不止够，我还有多呢。因为有多，我可以布施跟其他人分享，所以心里面这么欢喜。所以呢，其实，在那个当下，我们就从我们
这个贪欲啊、这种烦恼里面所产生的痛苦呢啊、解脱出来了。所以为什么啊、修行布施是离苦得乐的一个非常好的方法，而布施让在我们觉得不够还是行布施，是一种很很好的修行。
This is where we need to remember that the practice is for benefiting others, like to help others to fulfill the needs, and also for our cultivation of letting go of vexations and to cultivate wisdom. We need to remember that because we can, without remembering this, we may go about it inappropriately.So, Master Yin Shun talked about how it is inappropriate to give, to try to give, when we are unable to give without reluctance, because our practice is not strong enough yet. So this is because...If we give with resentment, so we're like, okay, well, Rebecca said, I need to try to give, even I don't feel I have enough. I really don't feel I have enough, and I'm just really mad that I am forced to give. Your heart might be filled with resentment. That's vexations. You're giving rise to vexations while you're engaging in this practice of generosity.Then it would not be in accordance with the cultivation of wisdom. And maybe while we're doing that, we might not be very nice to whoever we are giving to. So we might not actually be benefiting others. It is not based on compassion. So what it is that we need to develop discernment to understand clearly where we are in our practice. If we're just beginning to engage in the practice of generosity, we accept our limitation. Oh yeah, I have a lot of attachment. I giving this much money is like my limit now. So work with that. Work with that. And while at the same time, we don't become complacent.So, like, as we practice generosity, it's like, oh, let me see if I can push myself a little bit. When I feel I don't have enough, try to see if I can give. In this way, we're not only giving that which is easy to give, such as giving what we don't want to keep anyway. There's some, then we do that, like there's stuff we don't want, we're about to get rid of anyway, and we're giving it to someone.And after all, it is not really generosity when we are giving what was already heading to the trash. Right. Really, it's more like recycling. Even though the person receiving it can make use of it and they might be appreciative, let's not confuse ourselves thinking that I'm practicing generosity. Right. Giving that which is difficult to give is what help us push ourselves in this practice. And this reminds me of a story of my nephew when he was about 6, and his favorite food is French fries, and he almost never get to eat it because his mom thinks it's unhealthy. So from time to time, I would take him out and let him order whatever he wants to order. And of course, he ordered French fries, and he would hand me the biggest and longest fry to share with me. That is generosity, right? He loved this so much, and he handed me the longest, biggest piece, right? And I will let him know that is very generous to encourage him to practice this generosity more. We all have the capacity to do this. 那个是那那个这个时候呢，我们刚才讲了，给布施呢，我们觉得哦，没有不够，还是要布施这个修行哈、哦。我们呢要记得呢，我们这里在修行这个布施波罗蜜呢，是要呢，利益众生。我们就是在要帮助其他人嘛，我布施给其他人，要帮助其他人，他们有需要，我们帮助他们。还有呢，就是让我们呢，要修行，把自己的烦恼心减少，自己的烦恼心，修行智慧，要记得这个，因为如果忘记呢，我们呢可能就会搞错了，因为呢，有些时候我们是没有办法布施的，所以就不适合。应顺导师里面在他的成佛之道里面有讲到呢，如果我们没有办法，心里面是很不愿意的在布施的话，就不要布施，不要布施，这个是不适合的哈。就是说如果今天菩萨们听到啊 Rebecca 说我觉得不够，我还是要布施，好吧，我真的没有办法了，我真的可是还是布施，一直在布施的时候啊，这个心里面哎呀，我这好恨他，他怎么会逼我做这个事情，真的好没有道理哦。哦，这个心里面一直在生那个嗔恨心，是不是在减少烦恼啊？不是啊，是生烦恼，增烦恼。还有当我们心里面是很不愿意在布施的时候，大概我们在帮助那个人给钱，那个人可能那念恐怖是很好了，我说哎呀，我这其实真的很不想给的，我好吧给你了，那个可能也不是在利益那个众生了哈，是吗？又没有慈悲又没有智慧，就不是布施波罗蜜了。所以呢，这个意思就是说，当我们修行布施波罗蜜的时候，我们是需要用智慧来关照自己，我现在修行的程度是什么？我是初学的，我之前从来不布施，我刚刚才布施，好吧，就刚刚布施一点点就好，就可以布施就布施了。然后呢，在就是接受我们现在这个只是这就是这个程度。好，那还有呢，可是同时间呢，不要说哦，这个就是我的程度，我就是这样子就够了。我们一直要精进 like, 哦，我现在这样布施觉得没有问题，是不是可以很难布施的时候也布施一点、哦、慢慢让我们、哦、可以进步，可以精进。嗯，这样子呢，我们又发现呢，我们在修行布施波罗蜜的时候，不只是给很容易给的东西、哦、而是刚才记不记得应顺导师很难布施的去布施、啊、有的时候我们是给一些东西给其他人，其实我们都不想要的那个东西，我们打算再把它扔掉了，那是不是布施啊？本来就是打算要扔掉了，那个就是不是布施。可是我们要心里面要搞清楚，虽然可能收到这个东西的人很欢喜，觉得很有用，我们是给了这个东西给这个人，可是这个其实不算真正的是布施波罗蜜的修行，只是大家方便想好。这个让我想起呢这个故事，我那个医生他6岁的时候，他很喜欢吃那个French fries， 中文是什么，薯条，那炸薯条。他妈妈不让他，我妹妹不让他吃，因为那个不健康、啊、很少机会吃掉啊。那有一次我带他吃东西，我说你叫你喜欢叫的，当然他就叫了一盘薯条了哈、啊。那他第一件拿到那个盘薯条的时候，好高兴，终于都有薯条吃。
他就给我里面最大条最长的那一条给我啊。这个就是有布施的心，很难，他很想要，很难得到的，最想最希望的给。那我就让他知道，哦，这个是啊，真的很慷慨啊，就是鼓励他，鼓励他继续这样子做。所以呢，表示我们其实我们都可以，我们都可以做到的。这个慢慢的修的修行的时候。
Oftentimes we find the other part of giving of the internal giving of our possession, our body and our time being much more difficult than giving material wealth. Because after all, however much money we have, we still only have just 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And so giving time is a way to practice sacrificing ourselves for the benefits of others. And volunteering is a form of giving our time. And actually, come to think of it, some of you may have heard that there was a March for Our Lives in all over the country, one in the New York City. People who showed up with their body and their time to support the cause is also one form of generosity. Because if nobody showed up, everybody only gives money, then the message given will not be nearly as powerful. 那我们可能发现呢，在财施里面呢，布施钱可能是最容易的，因为我说布施我们的身体，布施我们的生命，我们的时间更难啊，因为我们有多少钱，我们还是一天只有24小时啊，所以布施我们的时间呢，其实很不容易的。所以呢，当我们不学习布施我们的时间呢，来牺牲我们的时间呢，来帮助其他人呢，是一种很好的布施的修行。当义工是一种很好的布施的，是一种的布施时间的方式啦。还有大家可能有听到昨天那个全国包括那个纽约市有一个游行，那个让大家去有参加游行来让我们可以改善我们的生活的时候，其实也用一种修行，一种布施的修行。因为如果大家都说我捐钱就算了，我不去参加了，那这样子那个举办的人的那个信息也没有那么有利了。In Dhammadram Mountain, Master Shen Yin encouraged practitioners to practice volunteering. Actually, often more so than emphasizing the donation of money. Many of you might have experienced that. Precisely because it is a good practice to lessen our self-attachment. This is especially the case when we're very busy in our life, very tired, and free time is scarce and precious. And so giving our time in this way is a form of giving that which is difficult to give, giving that which is very precious to us. That maybe our free time is our hard-earned free time, and we are learning to give, to sacrifice joyfully. And very often it's not just time, it might be body. It's like after a week of working, we're exhausted. You might want to just kind of veg out at home, and so it's a form of practice of generosity to like bring yourself here to do something for others. 法鼓山在法鼓山里面呢，我们大概也会很熟悉呢，师父常常会那个鼓励我们，鼓励大众呢去修行，当义工作为一种修行，来布施我们的时间和身体。常常呢
鼓励我们去这样子做这样子服侍布施，比鼓励我们财用布施我们的钱更多。为什么？因为这个是一个很好的放下舍掉我们的自我执着的修行。尤其是呢我们的生活很忙我们这或是都是很在我们的工作里生活里面很累了，我们呢一点点的时间不用上班不用做家里的事情，这时间都很少了，很珍贵很宝贵啊。那个我们呢还是修行，分享这些时间来帮助其他人来做义工，这样子呢就是一种布施，我们觉得很珍贵的东西，布施我们觉得我们很难才可以得到的，就工作了一个整个礼拜才一点点的休息的时间，我们还是愿意分享一些给其他人来帮助其他人啊。这个是一种，所以为什么这一种做当义工是这么好的修行。This is why we have find it so helpful and moving to see the examples given by Master Shen Yin. For example, another of my late teacher, John Crook, especially when they are fairly elderly and they don't have very good health, that they bring their very tired body to travel so that they will be able to share the practice, teach the Dharma to us. And that's why we find it so inspiring, and we look up to them as an example for our practice, because we might look at ourselves and find that, well, I'm tired, maybe I just like kind of not do that, and their example inspires us to, yeah, like, you know, they probably are very tired too, and they try and then they help us sort of push ourselves a little bit more than we would otherwise.那为什么呢？当我们呢看到好像师父圣严法师师父的榜样，或是另外一位老师已故的John Crook 博士，他们呢都是尤其是年纪比较大很大的时候呢，身体呢不是很好常常会很累，还是呢很愿意到处到不同的国家来带领禅修教佛法，让我们可以从他们的教导里面来得到利益。这个是呢为什么我们觉得很敬佩也是一种榜样。那么我们就发现当我们很累的时候，哎呀不是我好累，我今天放假了不做了哈。可是看到他们的榜样说他们大概也是很累了，他们年纪比我大很多。他们还是这样子继续做，或许我们还是做一点点跟他不是跟他们不一样，可是还是这样子可以来鼓励我们。 And of course this is not applicable to just being volunteer, right? We can apply it in our life lived at home or at work, and for examplewe may find that we have a very, very jam-packed week. And then we heard our friend is going through a hard time because she has lost a loved one. Then he challenges us to think, can we find time to call or even visit our friend?This is time, and also bringing our very exhausted body to go do this. And this can be a form of generosity, doing that which is difficult to do. And
or maybe something very fairly small but has a lot of opportunity for us to do in our daily life. Maybe when we're at work, we are very busy, and but we see someone like looking down. We see someone who might need some encouragement. We can practice giving a bit of our time, of our attention. It's like ask how they're doing. Not just like how you're doing. We don't really hear what they are saying, but like actually willing to sit down with them for some time. And that might mean us feeling squeezed in the other part of our day a little bit. That's what we mean by sacrificing, but happily, right? So that is a form of giving what that which is difficult to give. 那当然呢，其实呢，这个这样子的布施呢，不只是在那个我们当义工的时候才可以修行的。 在我们日常生活里面就已经可以修行，我们的家里啊，我们朋友啊，我们工作里面，或者有比如说我们在一个星期里面行程很紧张，已经很忙了，收到一消息呢，一位朋友他很伤心，因为他家里面有人过世了，好，那我们就可以问，我是不是有办法抽一点时间？ 给他打个电话，或者去探望他。这个是很难的，因为我们没有时间了，很忙很忙。可是呢，这个就是一种布施我们的时间，我们的身体。或是在我们上班的时候，一天的行程非常的紧张，非常忙，一点时间休息都没有了。我看到有人看着他好像。 就是心情不是很好啦，或者是有点沮丧啊，那我们就可以去问候他一下，不是只是问候，可是都没有去听的啊，不是那种啊，这真的是去问候他们啊，如果他愿意跟我们讲的话，我们是愿意去聆听他们，去安抚他们的。 这样子做呢，其实可能会让我们一天以后的行程有点。 突然就觉得很忙很紧迫了，就是那个就是一点点的，就是一种的牺牲，好像有点不方便，有点让我们很累，可是我们是很快乐的去牺牲这样子，就是一种财施的方式啊。So in this way, we can look for opportunities to engage in the practice of generosity as we understand what are the different ways in which we can practice generosity, especially to practice being giving when it's difficult and challenging to give as a way to practice letting go of our self-attachment and allow ourselves to see clearly our attachment. 那这样子呢，在我们就可以在我们的日常生活里面呢，常常的记得看到有不同的机会呢，修行布施，还有呢，去找机会去布施，很难布施的时候去，还是去修行布施，这样子让我们有机会呢，可以关照到我们自己的自我执着，清楚的知道。 So I will stop here for our discussion on the practice of generosity. I hope you will give it a try in your daily life. 那今天呢，这个演讲就讲到这里为止。希望大家愿意去尝试修行建筑的布施波罗蜜。阿弥陀佛。